It's Dan Latto speaking, and in this video I want to talk to you about how we're generating a client leads for £6.79 per lead. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan, just off to pick up the little one from school. So let's talk about lead generation, because that's pretty much what we do with our digital marketing agency. Some of what we do is about content, and specifically the content doesn't necessarily generate leads. But without the content, you can't generate leads. It's kind of like this catch-22. So on one of my other businesses, where we buy businesses, one of the people had been on the website and loved the website, okay? And the website gets updated, it's got regular news. They then went on the Facebook page, and the Facebook page gets updated, and it gets updated with content, okay? So it looks current, it looks like we're adding content all the time, and because of that, they're able to take that forward, and we're now in negotiation with them. So without content, you kind of can't close. But just content on its own, like, it definitely helps, and it will lead some people to selling. But you want a more direct method as well as content. And we like to do both, to be perfectly honest with you. So we want to do Facebook adverts, we want to do Google pay-per-click. But if you're just doing that, people are going to check you out, and if you haven't got any other content, then it's not really going to work for you. But let's just talk about the lead generation that we're doing for this particular client. Obviously we can't say too much what it is, what the lead type is, what the lead source is, and so on. But the client came on board, we created the entire sales funnel from start to finish, including follow-up emails and so on. And a lead for us, this bit is really important if you're thinking about using a company and they're going, well, we can generate leads. Right, what is a lead? What does that include? And you have to agree on what that meaning of the word a lead actually means, because I've had conversations with Facebook marketers and they're talking about generating hundreds of leads, and when it came down to it, they were actually on about website visitors. Well, a website visitor is not a lead. A website visitor is a visitor. A lead, for me, I've got their name, their email address, and their phone number. They've opted into something because they need a particular problem solving. That is a lead. We've got their email, we can follow up using follow-up sequences. And we've also got their name, so we can, and their phone number, so we can pick up the phone and go, hey Bob, I noticed you just downloaded our form. Was there something else that I can help for you? Do you need a quote? That is a lead. A lead isn't somebody who's just been on your website, because where's the phone number? What? And this was the argument I had with Facebook advertiser. They were going, well, we've got all these leads. And I'm like, okay, what? Choose one, pick one. What's the name? What's the phone number? What's the email? And they couldn't, because it wasn't a lead. So something to get really clear about is, what is actually a lead? And it could be that you want a little box on there that says, yes, please call me. And it's only a lead if that is ticked. In which case, you know, you might want to make that an obligatory, I can't say that word, obligatory box that someone has to push. It's already filled in, and if they uncheck it, the lead form doesn't work. However you want to do that, because this is about generating leads. I have to say, from a GDPR point of view, by the way, that you probably can't do that. But the key here is, we're generating leads for a client. We've got the name, got the phone number, we've got the email address, and every time that lead is generated, it's costing the end user, our client, £6.79. So now we're just ramping up on Facebook ads, and now we're ramping up on Google pay-per-click ads, and we're going to try and accelerate some of those results whilst maintaining such a low cost of lead. Now, by the way, £6.79, you might be going, oh my gosh, that's so expensive. And then other people are going, oh my gosh, that's so cheap. And this is something else that you can't get too confused about, because what if it's a roofing company and it's £12,000 for a new roof and it's £6.79 a lead? You know, that's pretty good, right? What if, and I'm sorry about the sun, it's so bright today. The sun's really low down because it's winter and 4 o'clock, I guess. So what if...
what if you're selling donuts at 79 pence a donut and it's costing you £6.79 a litre, which doesn't work, right? So different companies will have different lead generation activities. Let me give you an example. So First Direct, who I used to work for many, many, many moons ago, I won't say too much about my working for that organisation. It wasn't the best. But they were spending, you know, their cost of acquisition for a customer was about £100 at the time, right? Going back a number of years, 20 years, 25 years. But it was about £100 per acquisition, okay? And then they would run adverts on the TV and they'd give you like £50 of free vouchers. I don't think it was Amazon vouchers back then because it didn't exist. Probably, yeah, about 21 years ago it probably did, didn't it? But it was vouchers of some kind, you know, £50 worth of M&S vouchers, I think, back in those days. And the reason why they were able to do that is that they knew what their cost of acquisition was. And the cost of acquisition, I think it might have been even £150. Every new client, every new customer. So as long as they can make more than £150, it's worth it. But actually, just by giving something away... By the way, this is the cost per lead, not the cost per acquisition. Okay? Not worked that bit out yet. So if you know what the cost of acquisition is, let's say it's £200... And you go, look, what, hey, Mr. Customer, here's £100, I'll put it in your bank, come and be our customer. There's your cost of acquisition, you just halved it. That's much easier than running adverts. Something else to bear in mind. But you've got to know what your cost of acquisition is, you've got to know what your cost per lead is. But £6.79 per lead, we're very happy with that, the client's very happy with that for his particular industry. And when he closes those leads, even if he does 100 of those leads, 100 of those leads work out at £679. He'll still make a profit on that. So it's not even like, you know, he has to close a huge amount of those leads. He can close a small amount of those leads because his cost per lead is so low. But this is what we do. This is what the business does. We've gone from just creating content, which again your business needs. You've got to have content because people check you out. If you haven't got content, it just smacks of lack of credibility, and that's why we do it. Continuous content. Why do we do these videos? Continuous content. People want to see that we're here, that we're credible, that we know what we're doing, that we're as good as we say we are, and so on, right? People want to see that. Okay, let's just move over to a bit of advice then. So if you're currently marketing, you know, you should be asking yourselves a certain number of questions, like how many phone calls are you generating from that marketing each month, okay? And then it might not be just phone calls that you're generating. It could be how many web form submissions are you getting each month? So, you know, something like that. And then if you're spending £200 a month on marketing, whatever that marketing is, £200, but you're generating 10 leads, you know your cost per lead is £20. And you're selling 1 out of 10, that's fine. You know that, you know, every cost of acquisition is £200. That's how it works. That's how you do that calculation. And it's definitely something that you should become more aware of. And if you're asking somebody about search engine optimization, content marketing, lead generation, you want to be asking what's the average cost per lead. Now, it can be really difficult. You know, we take on a client, we've never done that particular industry, so we're like, I don't know. And that's a truthful and honest answer. We don't know. It could be £79 per lead. But if you're selling a £15,000 something or other, and you know you're closing 1 in 5 leads, then it's worthwhile doing. But most people don't know this information. Most people, they start up their business selling widgets, and they have no idea at all what their cost of acquisition is. They don't measure how many phone calls and track it on a spreadsheet every month. And you have to be doing this. You absolutely must be tracking, because if you can measure it, let me rephrase that. That gets measured gets managed. And if you can count it, you can measure it. And if you can measure it, you can manage it. I'm sure that's Peter Drucker. Management speak 101. But it's true, right? So you've got to be able to measure everything that you're doing. Like on my businesses, we keep a track on how many website visitors we're getting each month. And actually, I just sent a list of keywords to the team. We purchased a new business, didn't have a website, so we've added a website, and it's just now started getting search engine rankings after, what, 4 to 6 weeks, something like that. And our main keywords are now, you know, number 44, number 55, some of them on the front page of Google. But we manage everything, we track absolutely everything, and you should too. Right, we're here with school, so I hope you have a good day, and we'll speak to you on the next one. My name's Dan Latter, take care.
Hey, it's Dan here, thank you for listening, really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.